AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration, through the Department of Health and Human Services, tells hospitals they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk, saying federal law on emergency treatment guidelines preempt state laws in jurisdictions that now ban the procedure without exception. The department says its guidance doesn't reflect new policy, but merely reminds doctors and providers of their existing obligations under federal law. A petition effort in Michigan, which generated 750,000 signatures, places an effort to codify abortion rights in the state constitution on the ballot in November.
The number of signatures show that here in Michigan, we trust women. We trust people. We trust doctors. Not politicians to make decisions about our body.
Shanae Watson Whitaker with Reproductive Freedom for All. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Iran is supplying Russia with drones.
Our information indicates that the Iranian government is preparing to provide Russia with up to several hundred UAVs, including weapons-capable UAVs, on an expedited timeline.
Sullivan says Iran could be training Russians on how to use the drones as soon as this month. In Ukraine, Russian artillery continues to bombard cities. 6 people killed in 3 missile strikes on a shopping center and in a private residences in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. Russian President Vladimir Putin is making additional moves to annex areas of Ukraine already in his military's hands. St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard tells the AP the economy is healthy and shows little signs of an imminent recession and can withstand higher interest rates.
Now we have lots of inflation, but the question is, can we get back to 2% without disrupting the economy? I think we can.
Stocks down for the day. The Dow lost 164, while the S&P slipped 44. The NASDAQ dropped 262. This is AP News. President Biden showcases a new law that provides some chances to reduce gun violence, but more is needed.
As President Biden said, the bill represented real progress.
Sit down, you'll hear what I have to say.
He was interrupted on the South Lawn by Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was killed at a Florida high school.
I've been trying to tell you this for years.
Let him talk.
Just before security led Oliver away. Some gun control advocacy groups say while the bill is historic, it's also the bare minimum. Guns Down America's chief says the president has not met the moment and is instead acting like a bystander. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United Nations says the world's population is projected to reach 8 billion people on November 15th of this year. It could reach more than 10 billion by the end of the century. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.